Blog Talk Radio.
Singer. Hi, this is Dove Knight. I'm doing a different episode. I decided my entry into I was talking about music, and music is still part of who I am, so I'm going to talk about that. But I'm going to talk about my political beliefs, and I'm going to be probably doing regular shows on political, so this is my first entry into it. You know, I didn't want to talk about it because, as an artist, you know, when I talk about my music, I want to relate to as many people as possible, regardless of what they believe. Unfortunately, I came across situations in my life where I was forced to talk about it because people were portraying me as something that I wasn't, saying things that wasn't true, or targeting me, or making me to the point where I have to speak out. Well, I respect all people, all beliefs, wherever you believe, but I know that the belief in being progressive, liberal, is the right way for me. I always have. You know, I'm living in Blue, California, which is pretty democratic. 65% is liberal in the legislature. The reason why is because of my personal experiences. I saw discrimination at face value. I saw despair as so many limitations. I always have been liberal all my life, and I'm going to stay it. People have to live and be whoever they want to be. I say that because where I come from and where I was told not to be who I wanted to be. Inhibited, I was racially profiled for being something I wasn't by someone who called themselves conservative, and they were racist, you know. I don't believe that all conservatives are racist. I believe, unfortunately, it's an element in that part of conservatives who are. And I tend to hang out with open-minded people who tend to respect other people and respect me for who I am. Unfortunately, I just simply don't get some of the stuff that's going on these days. When I go into the political discussion, I hope we can respect other beliefs. I try to be open to all people simply because I was targeting and the discrimination and despair, and making analysis of how the world progressed is why I have to be progressively open. Open. Science, philosophy is so important. At the same time, I'm not a fool because I experience things on the other side, both sides of the picture, that just simply doesn't make sense. And I was also targeted because my ambitions and my situations by other people who happen to be black and white. And I just simply did not want to be hindered, because black-on-black crime or any type of crime is wrong. There are good people of all types. We should let people live. It is, you know, criminals come in all forms, okay? But that's the reason why I talk about these issues. I may be open, but I'm not a fool, okay? And people, wherever you come from, whether you're black, white, gay, straight, whatever, you're equal, man, woman, or whatever. So I was happy that they have an African-American vice president, African-American president, because it progresses to where we don't think about what other people's race or other people's gender or what other people's sexuality or what other people's religion should not matter what in the government, because government's for the people, by the people. Unfortunately, some people have beliefs that say they are concerned about that. And that's not fair. And at the same time, when I try to do my thing and try to progress, being a black male in this society has been very difficult. I saw it where people portray me as things that are not true. While I was racial profile, thinking they wouldn't put me in jail or to use the N-word against me for racism by people who are racist. I also saw the other side of the road where people of the same color or otherwise who targeted me simply because they were jealous and envious. And I do not want to be a statistic, but I don't because of black on black crime. But I don't want to be a statistic of racism in general. And I say that because there's good white and good black people. And everybody should be having an opportunity to succeed. And some people say that, you know, we should all be able to be in a position where we can go and live our lives and live in peace. Whatever we want to do, if we want to relax or we want to go for dreams, we should be allowed to do that because this is America. And I have to be this way because of how the progressions of science portray in life how things heal through medication and through knowledge about other people, because it's about having an education. You don't need an education school necessarily. You just need to experience how the world evolves and it changes all the time, because that's one thing that always will happen in this life is change. Change for the better of knowledge about how people live and other people. Because the truth of the matter is, and it's always going to be somebody different from me, and I'm always going to be different from you. So let people live. I wasn't allowed to live. I still think that the ignorance is still there. I told you I was a victim of racial profiling, a victim of harassment, falsely accused of being a drug dealer. I was never no drug dealer. I mean, I was falsely accused. It was part of the racism. I went in a store nearby, and I never was told to leave a store before. And they told me that I had to leave, and I thought, this is racism, because why would they tell me to leave? They thought I did something wrong, and I didn't. And the racial profiling thing was very bad. Unfortunately, there are people who commit crimes in this society who happen to be of different colors and races, all genres. It's not just one. Because you're black doesn't mean you're a criminal. Yes, the truth is a few blacks are criminals, but a lot of blacks aren't. I'm one of them. It's not fair for me to be generalized. And at the same time, you know, filing discrimination simply because someone called me names all the time, the N-word, is really sad because it happens all the time because I did nothing to them because they were judging me on my race. Race doesn't have nothing to do with me as a person. It's just a skin tone. It's about the inside of a person. If they're that ignorant, then I'm glad that they have the civil rights laws. We needed Dr. King in the 60s and other leaders to change, to make changes. But we also need the 21st century for people, regardless of color, to realize that I got to stop the ignorance. At the same time, I also realized that if I go into, I grew up in a ghetto, if I go into a neighborhood and I live next door to someone and then people start targeting me and stuff simply because I look like them and they think that this and that, and I realize I ain't going to go down that path either. That has to stop. Black Lives Matter is important. It's a good thing. But black-on-black crime is not. Black-on-black crime is wrong. Minorities get targeted every day. I lived it. Falsely accused of being criminals. Can't go in the store. And then go into the neighborhood and be targeted by somebody because they're jealous. That's simply not right. I'm glad Biden has won the election. I apologize to anyone who hears me and who don't disagree with my politics, but I have been like this because I've been discriminated, I suffered, I lived on the street, I suffered through so much atrocities. But at the same time, I also know about science and how the world works. It's going to change anyway. Changes happen. slowly, unfortunately, one step at a time. Sometimes the changes to progressions where people can be all people on an equal basis takes several lifetimes. We may not see the changes, but they will occur. We have to, in order for love to life to progress, and that's through the process of love. Love don't see color. Love don't see anything. It sees acceptance. So that's how I am. I may do my own thing. I may have bad days. And yes, I'm in a place where people are like me. I come from New York State. Yes, I think a lot of people there, to a degree, are progressive. But, you know, they're conservatives, too. Hopefully, conservatives can respect that fact and don't take their rights away or anything like that. You know, it's about letting people live and be happy. You know, it's about letting people be who they need to be. And that's where it is. And that's all I want. You should be free to believe whatever you want. Just let people live. People didn't let me live, so I had to fight back legally. I had to do what I can to expand my horizons. I always have, because there's good in everything. There's good people of all types. And that is the truth. So being a Democrat, progressive, is a good thing. Because it helps me understand, for me. For someone else who want to believe otherwise, then that's good for them, because they should be allowed to. In this world, you should be allowed to believe whatever you want. But we should not be allowed to take people's rights away. We should not be allowed to be harassed simply because of what you look like, or what color skin you are, or what gender, or what sexuality, or what you look like, what your clothes are, what your occupation is, or whatever, or whether you're disabled, or whether you're poor, or whatever. It should be respect. Character is the thing that I'm talking about. Character. While I'm all colorblind, I'm also not a fool. There's good and bad in every race, color, creed, etc. I stay away from the bad, and I deal with the good. And that's how it should be. Unfortunately, the world's not made that way. There's many different opinions, and people will not agree with me. The Capitol riots was wrong. That's not how the way for democracy to work. Capitol riots is wrong because they were trying to hinder a natural way for people to be entitled to vote whoever they want. They voted for the candidate they wanted. So you're going to try to hinder that from being certified. That is wrong. So that is how I leave it. Yes, I'm glad I'm in a state of California, which is very liberal. It has always been liberal. The L.A. area and outside of it, San Fernando Valley, San Gabriel, it's been liberal. There are conservatives out here, yeah. But it helps me progress, you know, with the sciences of solving diseases and finding things about people. It can help me learn about a lot of things. Religion is good. But I leave religion as well as a tool to get me through the day. But I also know that science has helped me stay well and stay afloat. And being educated is also helps me understand the people around me before I can live better. I can't be limited by a belief. I have to live by truth. I have to live by what has been shown to be the truth. And that's how it should be. Philosophy, science works. And that's how I leave it there. If you disagree, I am so sorry. I have to be this way because I've seen it directly, and that's my stance on truly being a liberal, Democrat, progressive. Thank you. Good day. Good night from Dove Knight.